Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything as promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. Indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets who have spoken have foretold these days, and you are heirs of the prophets and the covenant which God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, through your offspring, all peoples of the earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Yeah, so this passage in its context, Peter and John have healed a man who was actually begging. And they said, well, we don't have any money. And then they heal him. And then they're questioned by people, as they always are. And so they try to explain themselves. And so they're talking now about the idea that the Jews have killed Jesus. He says, in your ignorance, you acted against Jesus, as did your leaders. And then it says, but it was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets. I love this passage, this little part of the passage that says, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. I think so many times people don't realize that following Jesus and following the way of Christ is a refreshing lifestyle. Like turning away from your sins, repenting and turning to God is refreshing. You can be free of the burdens. You can be free of the guilt. You can be free of the shame. And God himself comes to live within us. And so Peter is talking about this time that was prophesied when Christ, or who they now know to be Jesus Christ, but when this one who had come, this Messiah, would come and suffer, and that when he would do this, God was going to restore everything eventually. And so we still wait for that day where God will restore everything. But even as we wait, what we do realize is that as we turn to God, as we repent, it says your sins are wiped out and times of refreshing come from the Lord. Today, I hope that you know that kind of refreshing life. Jesus called it abundant life. Other places, he called it eternal life. And our part is just to receive what God has already done. To repent means to have a change of mind, or to turn away from our selfishness, from our sin, and turn towards God and God's love. And then to receive what God has done for us. And it says that when we do that, our sins are wiped out. Forgiveness, that's what God wants to give us. Forgiveness for the way that we have lived, forgiveness for the things that we've done that have hurt people, that have dishonored God. And then he says, so that you will have times of refreshing. So I pray today for you as you go out. I pray that you would turn towards God throughout your day, that you would find time to spend with God throughout this day. That if you need to repent, if you need to turn away from some things, that God would give you the ability to do so, and that you would receive forgiveness and be refreshed today. That you would sense a time of refreshing as you walk with Jesus wherever you find yourself today. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.